if they're drinking wine and they brought another wine, so you don't have to make a bari pri agafin, you're still in the middle of drinking the first wine, but under certain conditions, you make a toiva meter for the Shem. Even if you, Ramos says that even if you finish the first wine before the second one came, you still make a toiva meter. Shabura brings that the reason for this, because the person should know that you're supposed to limit your physical pleasures in this world. It's not worth wasting your oilam haba on oilam hazeh. Wine brings simcha, and the meila can bring the kalas roish and take away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the masada toiva meter, that first of all, just appreciate this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, use it to bring yourself closer to Hashem and not take you away from Hashem. And also because the whole takana toiva meter was the fact that the ones that were killed in Beitar were buried. So, I remind you of Yom Hamisa. If you're all excited about saying toiva meter on wine, remember, also supposed to remind you of Yom Hamisa. It comes to everybody, by the way. Not everybody's aware of that. Somebody told me that he was fundraising by an elderly person, and the person didn't, he was wealthy, he didn't want to give anything. So finally the fundraiser got a little upset and said, you know you're not going to live forever. And the guy slammed on the table and said, who said? At least he was honest. That's the way most of us go through life.